1.5 hours.
对，所以这些讲课呢，是应该一个半小时的时间。
是吧？
I think so,
I'm
but
asking, yeah.
But according to the original plan, you started from 2 to 3:30, but now it's 2:30, so I'm not so sure. You still have one good 1 hour and 30 minutes.
I believe I do.
Okay, good.
Well, good afternoon to everybody on this day of celebrating Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
在我们庆祝主柴坦尼马哈帕布的显现日的这个日子里，向大家问候下午好。
I'm in Hong Kong at present. We are celebrating here.
此时呢，我在香港，我们在这里也有庆祝。
But, because of this virus situation, the temple canceled the public program, so basically, it's an in-house program, just a regular devotee.
但是就是由于这个疫情的原因呢，我们就只能把对公众的节目给取消了。所以今天在庙里面呢，就举行的是奉献者自己内部所进行的庆祝活动。
And I, most, all of you are online, so.
Yeah, 所以大家都在网上。
All glories to modern technology.
一切的荣耀都归于现代科技。
So let's begin. I'll chant some prayers first, and then we shall begin.
那我们现在就开始。首先呢，我先要念诵一些祷文，然后我们就开始讲课了。
Our topic today will be Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas.
我们今天 ，OK， 我们今天讲课的内容呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接受 sannyasi 的启迪，而且为什么他会这么做
？I understand Narasingha Maharaj and Romapada Maharaj have given talk.
我明白，Srila Narasingha Maharaj 和 Srila Romapada Maharaj 都给大家讲课了。
And I had heard that Narasingha Maharaj's appearance, I think, until his marriage.
我听说呢，Narasingha Maharaj 给大家讲的呢是，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生，直到他结婚。
At least this was I was told.
这是我被告知的内容。
And Romapada Swami talked of some pastimes in Jagannath Puri in the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Romapada Maharaj 给大家讲述的呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jagannath Puri 在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中的一些逍遥故事。
And I think more or less,Many of us are familiar with the appearance pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那我想可能我们大家呢都多多少少的了解一些关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现的逍遥时光。
So I thought we would share about his taking sannyas because it's also related to the reasons for his appearing.
所以呢，我就在想，我们应该给大家讲一讲关于他接受sannyasi启迪的这段故事。那么这个故事的和他的显现也是相关联在一起的。
No, the reasons for his appearance, not his appearance, the reasons for his appearance.
这个和他显现的原因相关联在一起。
So that's what we shall speak about.
所以呢，这个是我们将要讲述的内容。
So I'll chant a few prayers and then we begin.
所以我现在呢，先念诵一些祷文，然后我们就开始讲课了。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Srimate Kamal Krishna Goswami Itinamhe Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamhe Namaste Saraswate DeveGauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sudesha Tarine, Om Ajnana Timirandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Unmilitam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Sadhadar, Srivastati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, there are three main biographies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的生平呢, 一共分三个主要的部分。
The Chaitanya Bhagavat.
一部呢, 是 Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Which is not translated into Chinese.
Chaitanya Bhagavat 现在还没有被翻译成中文。
The Chaitanya Mangala.
是 Chaitanya Mangala,
which is translated into Chinese.
Yes, 这已经被翻译成了中文.
Right, I think it's called Chaitanya Juan.
这被称为叫 Chaitanya Juan.
Do you know it, Sanakeli?
I heard about that, but I don't really read it.
Why not?
No, I mean.
Why not? You don't read Lord Chaitanya's pastime?
I do read Chaitanya pastimes, but I don't read it regularly. I don't read it systematically.
The problem.
So yeah.
If you haven't read the book, if you haven't read that Chaitanya, it's in Chinese and it's very easy to read, and it's Lord Chaitanya's pastime.
Chaitanya 传呢，这本书呢是关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的消逝光的故事的书籍，而且呢，它是已经翻译成了中文，而且呢也很容易去阅读。所以大家如果还没有阅读的话呢，都应该来读这本书。
The Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Mangala, mostly they describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes up until he took sannyas.
Chaitanya Bhagavat 和 Chaitanya Mangala 就是这两本书呢，主要都描述的是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在没有接受 Sannyasi 之前的那些逍遥时光。And
then there's a little bit where he takes sannyas, and then a little bit of his time as a sannyasi.
然后呢，就有一点是讲述的是关于他接受 Sannyasi 这就是。 这个时间段的一些故事，还有呢，就讲的是他在接受完 Sannyasi 之后的那些逍遥时光了。In
Jagannath Puri.
在 Jagannath Puri.
But mostly, these two biographies they describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time in Mayapur.
但是这两部主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的传记呢，主要描述的是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Mayapur 的逍遥时光。And
then the third biography, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, mostly describes Lord Chaitanya's time after sannyas.
第三部 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的传记，也就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，这个里面大部分的内容讲述的都是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接受了 Sannyasi 启迪之后，在 Jagannath Puri 所发生的事情。In
the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Mangala, there's not so many teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It's mostly just his lila. Mostly just his past.
在 Chaitanya Mangala 和 Chaitanya Chaitanya Mangala 和 Chaitanya Bhagavat 这两部书里面呢，基本上就没有主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导，主要是讲述的是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。
But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, A lot of it is also about Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
但是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面大部分讲述的都是 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
Teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
对 Srila Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
Teachings to Rupa Goswami.
对 Srila Rupa Goswami 的教导。
Teachings to Raman, conversation with Ramananda Roy.
还有呢，就是与 Ramananda Roy 之间的对话。
Is speaking with the Mayavadi sannyasis.
他以及他与这些 Mayavadi 假象中的 sannyasi 之间的对话。
And there's a long description about how Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, and the reason for his appearance.
而且还有很长的描述来解释主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他为什么是至尊人格首神，以及解释了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现的原因。
That's a big reason why Srila Prabhupada and not the Chaitanya Mangala or the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
这也是为什么Srila Prabhupada 他翻译了 Chaitanya Charitamrita
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhu and Madaji, 我听不到你们了，大概有将近一分钟听不到你们的声音。
Hare Krishna, 在线的吗？
对，刚刚没有声音。
OK, Madaji.
没掉线，但是那边没有声音，稍等一下。
Because he wanted to give us the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这也就是为什么Srila Prabhupada 他会翻译这部书的原因，是因为他要把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的所有的这些教导给予我们。
So, in of sannyas,
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Sumukhi Madaji, Hare Krishna. A little bit in the Chaitanya Mangala and a little bit.
请您打开伴奏，伴奏，打开伴奏就好了。
Chaitanya Mangala 以及在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面呢，也都有很简短的关于这一部分内容的讲述。
But the Chaitanya Bhagavat has the most detailed description.
但是在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 里面呢，对于这一部分的描述呢，是讲得最详细。
So we all probably have heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, manifested Leela on the earth was for 48 years.
我们大家都知道，都听说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在这个物质世界显现并且上演他的逍遥是为了这些无神论者而来的。
No, I didn't say that. The Lord Chaitanya's manifest pastimes in this world were here for 48 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard aces. Sorry. 那我们都知道，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个物质世界的显现的逍遥呢，一共是48年的时间。对不起 ，Sorry.
Lucky I know some Chinese. Of that 48 years, 24 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in Mayapur.
在这48年里面呢，有24年的时间，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是住在 Mayapur 的。 You can hear me? Haribo Babu, can you hear me?
With his, yeah, but your connection seems to be breaking a little bit.
Yeah, well, but my connection,
your connection seems to be breaking up.
Well, let me change a different connection, but see. Yeah.
So the 24 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was, of course, his time in Mayapur as the son of Sachi Devi, and then he became the student, and then he became the teacher. He got married, and so on.
所以在这 24年 在 Mayapur的这逍遥时光里面呢, 首先他是 Sachi Devi 的 儿子, 然后呢, 他又变成了一个学生, 然后呢, 他又开始, 进行了这个, Sankirtan的这个唱诵, 不是,他是进行了这个, Kirtan的这个唱诵, 然后后来呢, 他又结婚了, 然后, 就这样。
But this all happened, of course, in Mayapur.
但是所有的这些事情呢, 全部都发生在 Mayapur。
So you may remember, I guess Narasimha Maharaj told this earlier. When Lord Chaitanya was in Mayapur, for part of the time he was a teacher.
也许大家还记得刚才在尼辛哈马尔什的讲课里面，我们知道，当主持泰坦尼马哈帕布他在麦阿普的时候呢，大部分的这个时间他都是一位老师、教师的形象显现的。
Right, the Lord only manifested his devotee nature a little bit later.
因为主呢, 是在后来晚一些的时候才显现他的奉爱的情怀的。
Perhaps until 16, 17, 18, the Lord had kept himself covered. Lord Chaitanya kept himself covered.
Kept himself public.
Covered. Covered, covered.
Oh, covered, covered, okay. 那么就是, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他 16, 17, 18 岁的之前的这些日子呢, 他都是把自己给隐藏起来的。
The devotees could not understand or realize who he was.
所以呢, 奉献者就不理解, 也没有真正的意识到他到底是谁。
Why? Because the Lord did not reveal to them.
为什么? 因为主并没有向他们揭示他自己。
So first, and as you know, his childhood name was Then he became Nimai Pandit, he became a teacher.
然后呢, 他又成为了 Nimai Pandit, 他成为了一名老师。
And then sometime around 16, 17, 18, then he manifested his devotional character and he began the Sankirtan movement.
然后呢, 他在 16, 17, 18岁的这段时间里面呢, 他就开始展现出来了他的奉爱的本性，然后呢，他就开始了，就是展现他的这个奉爱的这种性格，然后就开始了这个Sankirtan的运动。So
some of his students, because before he was a Sanskrit teacher, he was teaching Sanskrit, teaching logic, not teaching Bhakti Yoga. He was teaching, you know, Sanskrit logic and argument and things like this.
但他之前呢, 他所教导的是梵文, 还有逻辑, 还有, 辩论, 所以他并没有真正的教授奉爱。
Because he had not revealed himself yet.
因为他还没有揭示。
Revealed himself. Came with him. You know, in the world of Sanskrit and logic and things like this.
父爱的情怀，然后开始进行他的 Sankirtan 的运动的时候呢，他之前所教授的一些学生就跟着他一起来了，但是还有一些学生呢就留在了继续去研究梵文逻辑的这个领域里面。
And their consciousness was not very devotional. It was devotional, but not really very devotional.
所以可能是有一些奉爱的情怀，但其实并不是真正的奉爱之情。
So they could not understand this transformation of their teacher, of Nimai Pandit. They couldn't fully appreciate or understand his
这种转化，这种转变，他们就没有办法去理解，也没有办法去欣赏。
They liked him, or they preferred him as a teacher, as a pundit, right? They preferred him as a Sanskrit scholar and a lord.
他们更希望他们的老师是一位梵文的专家，是一位逻辑的学者。
They couldn't, again, really appreciate or understand his, now he's transformed into a devotee and a very ecstatic devotee, and they couldn't fully accept or understand this part.
成了完全的奉献者，而且是一位非常极乐的奉献者的时候呢，他们就没有办法真正的理解他，也没有办法欣赏到，也没有办法欣赏他。
So Lord Chaitanya continued his.
主彩丹尼马哈帕普。
Participated, but others they remained in their scholarly world.
依然呢，有一些学生呢就跟着他一起加入到他的 Sankirtan 运动中，但是还有一些学生呢就继续留在他们的学者的这个圈子里。
So one day, one of these students was in the company of Lord Chaitanya.
那有一天呢，一个陪主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起的一个学生。
And Lord Chaitanya, he was in a kind of ecstasy.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，正处在一种极乐的境况里。
And in his ecstasy, he was chanting the name Gopi, 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 Gopi.
所以在他的极乐的状态下，他就在唱诵着 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi。
So the student who was with him, he was one of the more materialistic students. The student who was with him.
那么这个学生呢，他是其中一个比较物质化一点的学生。
So he couldn't understand why was Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, right, the great scholar.He couldn't understand why Nimai Pandit was chanting the name Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
所以当时他就没有办法理解为什么这位伟大的学者 Nimai Pandit 开始唱诵起 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi 来了。
Why doesn't he chant the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna?
他为什么没有念诵 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna 的名字呢？
So he asked Chaitanya, he asked Nimai Pandit, why are you chanting the name Gopi, Gopi, Gopi?
所以呢，他就询问 Nimai Pandit, 你为什么要念诵 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi?
What benefit will you get by chanting the name Gopi, Gopi, Gopi?
你唱诵 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi 这样的名字，你能得到什么样的益处呢？
Why you should be chanting the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna?
你应该念是唱诵的是 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna 的名字。
So Lord Chaitanya, he was in an ecstasy. He was in the ecstasy of the gopis.
因为当时主 Chaitanya 巴布他正处在对 gopi 的极乐的心境之中。
Because as we know, why did Krishna appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was specifically to experience the ecstasies of the gopis. their feelings of devotion and so on towards himself, towards Lord Krishna.
因为我们都知道如柴坦尼亚马哈帕布他显现于世的一个原因是因为他要处在 Gopi 们的这种心性里面去感受着对 Krishna 的奉爱之情。
So, especially Srimati Radharani, who, as we all know, she is considered the topmost among the Gopis and among all the devotees.
特别是处于 Srimati Radharani 的这种心境，因为我们大家都知道 Srimati Radharani 她是所有的 Gopi 中最具有奉爱之情的那一位，那么也是所有的奉献者中最具有奉爱之心的那位奉献者。
So when Nimai Pandit, his name was Nimai Pandit at that time. Everybody called him Nimai Pandit.
当时呢
when he was chanting, no, go ahead.
Sorry, there's a little delay. 所以呢，在当时呢，主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的名字还是 Nimai Pandit， 所有的人都称呼他为 Nimai Pandit.
The Chaitanya name came later.
后来他的名字，主柴坦尼亚的马哈帕布的这名字才出现的。
We'll talk about that later.
我们一会儿再讲。
But anyway, Lord Chaitanya was in the ecstasy of the gopis.
无论如何呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他处于 gopi 的心境的极乐之中。唱诵着 gopi。
Specifically, Lord Chaitanya or Nimai Pandit was thinking of a particular gopi. He was thinking of Srimati Radharani.
而且 Nimai Pandit 呢，他内心在想着一个特别的 gopi， 他想的就是 Srimati Radharani.
So after Lord Chaitanya heard, because he was in the ecstasy of the gopis,
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是处于 gopi 的极乐的心境之中。
He was in their mood, right? He was in the mood of the gopis.
Yeah, 他是处于 gopi 的心绪之中。
And sometimes Srimati Radharani and the gopis, when they couldn't see Krishna, or when Krishna was away, or when Krishna didn't come, they would blame him and criticize him in different ways out of their ecstasy.
那有的时候，如果要是这些 gopi 们要是没有见到 Krishna， 或者 Krishna 没有来的话，那么这些 gopi 们就会以各种各样的方式在极乐中去斥责 Krishna。
So when Lord Chaitanya heard the words of this, of one of his students, in the same way, he began to blame Krishna and speak some strong words about him in the ecstasy of the gopis.
当主柴坦就是尼麦潘迪他听到他的学生这样问他的时候呢，主柴他就处在 gopi 的极乐的心绪。开始在斥责 Krishna， 就用了一些重话去说数了 Krishna。
This was all done in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani.
因为这些呢都是 Srimati Radharani 在极乐中所做的事情。
And then Lord Chaitanya he picked up a stick and he began to chase the student.
然后呢，尼麦潘迪他就Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就开始拿起他的棍儿就开始追这个学生。
And he was very disturbed. He was very angry because he was in the ecstasy of the gopis.
而且呢，尼麦潘迪的，因为他是处在 gopi 们的极乐的这种心情之下，所以说呢，他此时就很生气，很愤怒。
So his devotees, Chaitanya's devotees, ran after him, caught him, and then pacified him, brought him back to his normal consciousness.
这会儿呢，朱查泰尼马哈帕布的这些奉献者们就使劲儿追上了他，然后这个把他给抱住了，然后呢开始安慰他，安抚他，从而呢把他又换回了他的正常的心智，正常的知觉中。
In the meantime, the student ran away and went to the other students.
此时呢，就是当时被他追着打的那个学生呢已经跑了，而且呢又碰上了另外一个学生。
Might be some other students of Nimai Pandit.
Yeah, 就是 Nimai Pandit 的一些其他的学生，就碰上另外一位同学。
Many, not just one.
哦，碰到了很多他的同学们。
And he, this student began complaining.
然后呢，就是逃跑的这位学生呢，就开始抱怨起来。
He told the other students, this Nimai Pandit,
他就对其他那些同学们说，说这个尼麦 Pandit,
instead of chanting the name Krishna, 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 he's chanting the name Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
这个尼麦 Pandit, 他没有唱诵 Krishna, 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 他而是在唱诵 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
And then when I asked him why, he became angry and began to chase me with a stick.
而且当我在问他为什么他这么做的时候呢，他就变得愤怒来，而且还拿着棍来追我。
And then he began to blaspheme Krishna in so many bad ways.
而且呢，他就开始以各种各样的坏话来辱骂 Krishna。
Who does he think he is?
觉得他到底是谁啊？
We are also Brahmanas.
我们也都是婆罗门。
We also come from good families.
我们也都出生于好的家庭。
We are also educated.
我们都受过良好的教育。
Who does he think he is to try to beat me like this?
觉得他是谁啊？他能这么打我？
And why is he chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi? Devotees, Vaishnavas are supposed to chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where does it say in the scripture to chant Gopi, Gopi, Gopi?
而且为什么他要唱诵 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi 呢？ Vaishnava 的奉献者本来就应该唱诵 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. 哪本经典里面说了我们要唱诵 Gopi 啊？
So in this way,the students, they began to blame and criticize Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以就这样，这些学生们就开始斥责 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In the meantime, of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Lord himself. He is situated in everybody's heart, so he knows everything that's going on.
当然了，主查坦尼亚马哈帕布他是至尊人格守神，而且呢，他是居住在每一个人的心中，所以呢，他对于所发生的事情是心知肚明。
So he knew that these students were blaming and criticizing him, so he began to think about it.
所以呢，他就知道这些学生在斥责他，在批评他，所以他就开始在考虑这件事情了。
He said, thinking to himself, I have come to this world to deliver the conditioned souls by giving them Krishna Prema.
他在想，我来到这个物质世界呢，是为了要拯救这些受条件限制的灵魂，要把 Krishna 给他们。
But even in Navadvip, even my students, my former students, they are misunderstanding me.
但就连在 Navadvip, 就连我的这些学生们，他们都误解了我。
And instead of accepting what I am saying or doing, they are becoming more disturbed and blaming and criticizing me.
他们没有接受我所说的话，反而呢， 他们都很被打扰，而且就这么斥责我，在批评我。
So this cannot be good for them.
所以这对于他们来说是不好的。
So the Lord began to think within himself, I should take sannyas.
所以主呢就内心里面就在想，我应该接受sannyasi，让自己成为sannyasi。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because people respect sannyasi.
因为人们尊敬sannyasi。
We all know that, even in our ISKCON society. It's like that.
我们大家都知道，即便是在我们的 ISKCON 社团里面，我们也都很清楚这一点。
And if there's a sense where everyone mostly...
如果要是有一位sannyasi 的话，顶拜他。
But if there is a grihastha, even a very senior devotee, yeah, many people will not notice.
但是如果要是一位 grihastha, 一位居士，即便他是一位非常年长的奉献者，很多人也都不会注意到他。也不会那么的去表示尊敬。
Which is not proper, actually, but it happens.
实际上这么做是不恰当的，但是呢，这样事情就是时有发生。
But people will respect sannyasis somehow more easily because of the social status.
那么就是由于他所具备的社会地位，使得人们更容易对 sannyasi 表示尊敬之情。
So Lord Chaitanya thought to himself, if I take sannyas, then these people, they will accept me and what I say, and they won't blaspheme or criticize me like they are doing now.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就自己在思忖着，如果我要是让自己成为了 sannyasi, 那么他们就能够更加的尊敬我。他们就不会像现在这样去斥责我和批评我了。
So this was his thinking after this incident. This was his thinking.
所以，在这样的事情发生之后呢，他就开始这样的一番思索。
That by my taking sannyas, people will more easily accept my teachings, will offer me respect, will offer me proper respect.And then they can actually benefit themselves and be delivered.
如果我要是成为了 sannyasi, 那么人们就能够更容易的接受我的教导，然后呢，我展示更恰当的尊敬之情，这样对于他们来说是有益的，而且呢，他们也能够得到救赎。
Otherwise, the opposite will happen.
否则的话，就是反其道而行了。
If I just remain at home as a, you know, a kind of a normal family person with my family and my consort, then people will think, oh, it's just ordinary. And then they won't benefit or they won't take advantage of my teaching.
如果我只是像现在这样留在家里过着我的家庭生活，和我的妻子在一起，那么人们就会觉得这是非常普通平常的事情，他们就不会认真对待，那么他们也就不会有任何的益处，不会获益。
Especially, Lord Chaitanya said, especially the Mayavadi.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，特别是对那些 Mayavadi 假象宗人士，
because they only respect sannyasi.
因为这些 Mayavadi 他们只尊敬 sannyasi.
But the Lord wanted to deliver them also.
但是主也想拯救他们。
So this was his thinking. This is what the Lord was thinking.
所以呢，这就是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的所思所想。
And then one by one, Lord Chaitanya or Nimai Pandit, he began to tell different intimate devotees.
然后呢 Nimai Pandit 他就开始逐一的去把这件事情告诉他的亲密的奉献者们。
And first, not all of them, he didn't tell all of them, he just told 5 or 6 devotees.
他并没有向所有的亲密的奉献者讲这件事情，他只是向5-6位奉献者说了这件事情。
First, he told Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
首先呢，他告诉了主 Nityananda Prabhu。
He told Mukunda Datta.
然后呢，他又对 Mukunda Datta 讲述了。
Mukunda Datta is in the Gora Atik song. Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu. That Mukunda is in the Gora Atik song.
在 Gora Atik 的歌谣里面呢，就有 Mukunda Datta 的名字在里面。
The fourth verse.
在 Gorati 的第四个时节里
He would sing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do kirtan. He was especially known for his very beautiful kirtan performances.
美妙的 kirtan, 他为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 唱诵 kirtan.
So he was the second devotee.
所以呢 Mukunda Datta 呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 告知的第二位奉献者。
Then he told Gadadhar Prabhu from the Panchatattva. He told Gadadhar.
然后呢，他又告诉了五圣体中的 Gadadhar Prabhu.
And then he told his uncle. His uncle's name was Chandrasekhar.
然后呢，他又对他的叔叔，对他的舅舅 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 讲了。
He was the brother, elder brother of Sachi Devi.
他是 Sachi Mama 的哥哥。
And after Jagannath Mishra, his own father passed away, his uncle, Chandrasekhar Acharya Das, that was his name, basically became his father figure as he was growing up. He became his father figure.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的生身父亲 Jagannath Mishra 过世之后呢Chandrasekhar,Chandrasekhar, his full name, just now you say his full name, I forgot that.
It's okay, you can just say Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar, 那么就是这个等他的父亲亲生父亲过世之后呢 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 就成为了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的父亲的这个角色。
And then, of course, eventually, Lord Chaitanya told his mother.
当然最后呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把这件事情告诉了他的母亲。
And of course, when each and every devotee heard it, these five, and also Haridas Thakur, I believe also Haridas Thakur.
那我相信他还告诉了一位奉献者是 Haridas Thakur。
And after each devotee, of course, they were completely heartbroken.
当然所有这些奉献者当刚刚听到这个消息的时候呢心都碎了。
Because Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas means he will leave home. That means he will leave Mayapur.
因为当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成为 sannyasi 之后呢也就意味着他要离开家里那也就意味着他要离开 Mayapur。
And that means he will leave all of them and they will be left alone without him.
那也就意味着他会离开他所有的这些朋友们那么这些人也就变得以后不能够和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起了。
And that was a little bit like Krishna leaving Vrindavan. Well, it was exactly like Krishna leaving Vrindavan actually.
那么这个呢就像是Krishna 离开 Vrindavan。的情形是一模一样的。
We know Krishna was very most pleased. Krishna was most pleased in Vrindavan with his mother and father and gopis and gopas. He was completely satisfied and happy there.
那我们知道 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 的时候呢是非常开心的，是完全的心满意足的，和他的父母亲和他的。朋友们和 Gopi 们在一起，他是非常的开心的。
And there, as we know, their devotion was the most excellent.
而且我们也知道他们的奉爱之情呢是最卓越的。
But Krishna has his mission.
但是 Krishna 有他的使命。
What is his mission?
他的使命是什么呢？
Right, to reestablish religious principles, to kill the demons, and to protect the devotees.
他要重建宗教原则，他要斩杀恶魔，他要保护奉献者。
So he couldn't really do that just by staying in Vrindavan. So he had to leave Vrindavan. Apparently leave Vrindavan, go to Mathura, kill Kamsa, and then kill so many other demons and so on.
他如果是只留在 Vrindavan 的话，他是没有办法去完成他这些使命的。所以呢，他必须要离开 Vrindavan， 他要去到 Mathura， 这样他才能杀死 Kamsa 和杀死很多其他的恶魔。
Right, and then establish Yudhishthira Maharaj on the throne. You know, in this way he was establishing the religious principle.
然后呢，协助Yudhishthira王登上王位，因为只有这样他才能够重建宗教原则。
But he couldn't do all of this by staying in Vrindavan.
但是他如果留在 Vrindavan 的话，他是没有办法办到所有这一切的。
He had to leave Vrindavan. And as we know, the residents of Vrindavan, they were completely heartbroken by this.
所以呢，他就必须要离开 Vrindavan。但是我们知道，因为他离开 Vrindavan， 使得 Vrindavan 的所有的居民都心都碎了。
Of course, as we also know, actually, the Lord didn't leave Vrindavan, but apparently he left Vrindavan.
当然我们大家也都知道，主 Krishna 他从来就没有离开过 Vrindavan， 但从表面上看呢，他是离开了 Vrindavan。
So in a similar sense, Nimai Pandit or Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was totally happy in Mayapur with his devotees and his mother and his dear consort.Completely happy, chanting, doing the Sankirtan and so on.
同样的，我们也知道，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当他在 Mayapur 的时候，当他和他的母亲和奉献者和他的妻子，在一起的时候，他是完全的心满意足的。然后他在那儿进行唱诵啊，进行 Sankirtan 的运动啊，他是很开心的。
But as we know, his one of the main reasons for coming, for appearing was by Krishna, was to deliver the conditioned souls, to reestablish religious principles and to distribute Krishna prema.
但是呢，我们也知道他来物质世界的原因和 Krishna 是有相同之处的，就是他要拯救受条件限制的灵魂，他要重建宗教原则，而且他要派发 Krishna prema.
What was the religious principle for Kali Yuga? Right, the congregational chanting of the holy name. That is the that's the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga.
在卡利年代的宗教原则是什么呢？是大家聚集在一起唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。那么
So he couldn't really do that just by staying in Mayapur. He had to meet.Deliver as many people as he could. So that means he has to leave Mayapur.
所以呢，他如果是留在 Mayapur 的话，他是没有办法办到这一点的，因为他必须要解救尽可能多的人。但是他留在 Mayapur， 他就做不了这一点，他就必须要离开 Mayapur。
And in order for more people to accept his teaching.Being a sannyasi was much more advantageous.
而且呢，作为一位 sannyasi， 也就更加的容易使别人能够接受他的教导。
And the people would respect him more naturally because he was a sannyasi. Therefore, they would accept his teachings.
而且由于他是一位 sannyasi， 就能够使人们更加自然的能够对他表示敬意，并且接受他的教导。
But the devotees, of course, they were heartbroken.
但是毫无疑问，这些奉献者们是非常伤心的。
The Mayapur devotees were heartbroken.
Mayapur 的奉献者们心都碎了。
Of course, he had only told these five. He didn't tell everybody. He didn't make a big public announcement.
但是呢，他只告诉了这五六位奉献者，他并没有广而告之。
So the others didn't know, they had no idea.
所以其他的人并不知道这件事儿。
They were happily visiting Mahaprabhu in his home and performing pastimes with him, completely unaware of the Lord's inner desire.
所以这些不知道主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的内心的想法的这些奉献者呢，还开开心心的到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的家里面，然后呢和他上演着各种各样的逍遥时光，在进行着各种各样的活动。
But the devotees who knew, they were completely heartbroken.
但是知道这件事情的那些奉献者们，非常的伤心。
There's another incident.
还有一件事情。
As you may know, every evening, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, they would gather in the home of Srivas Thakur.Prabhu and perform Sankirtan for the whole night.
大家都知道，每天晚上，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的奉献者们都会在Srinivas Pandit 的家里面进行Sankirtan 的唱诵。
But only the devotees were allowed. The public were not allowed. They were kept outside.
但是呢，来参加唱诵的只有奉献者允许进入，其他的非奉献者们只能留在门外。
So there was one Brahmana who wanted to go inside, but he was stopped by the doorman. Said, "No, you cannot go inside."
当时有位婆罗门，他就想进去，就被门口的守门人就给挡在了门外，说你不能进去。
Right, he wanted to see.This Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya, his associates, but he was not allowed inside.
但是呢，他想进去看看主 Chaitanya 和他的奉献者所进行的 Sankirtan 的情景，但是他不被允许进去，他被挡在了门外。
So he became very disturbed about this.
所以呢，他就觉得很被打扰。
So.After some days, this Brahmana, saw Lord Chaitanya on the bank of the Ganga taking his bath. Lord Chaitanya had come to take bath in the Ganga River, and this Brahmana was also there.
在几天之后呢，这位婆罗门在恒河里面就见到了在恒河中沐浴的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。当时这位婆罗门也在那儿。
And then, of course, he was inspired by the Lord in the heart. He was inspired by the Lord himself.
但是呢，他其实是很被主所鼓舞的，他内心也很被主所鼓舞，所激励。
But the Brahmana became very angry and cursed Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，这位婆罗门呢，他非常的愤怒，然后他就诅咒了主 Chaitanya。
That because you have stopped me from entering the home to see your kirtan,
因为你不让我到家里面去听你们的 kirtan,
so you will not be able to experience any happiness from family life, from home life.
所以说呢，你就不可能在家庭生活中体验任何的快乐。
You will have to leave your family because you didn't allow me in the home of Srivas Thakur to see you, so I curse you. All your family happiness will leave you, and you will have to leave the family.
因为你不让我到 Srinivas Thakur 的家里面去听 Kirtan, 所以说呢，你呢就必须得离开家，你就不可能享受家庭中的幸福和快乐。
So when Lord Chaitanya heard this,Inside, he was thinking, yes, this is my plan.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到这一点的时候呢，他的内心中就在想，对，这就是我的计划。Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes. This is my plan and my desire.
嗯，然后主在内心中就想，这是我的计划，这也是我的愿望。
So gradually the day was coming closer when Lord Chaitanya would actually leave home.
慢慢的呢，就离主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开家的时间越来越近了。
And only these five devotees knew.
但是只有这五位奉献者知道这件事儿。
And then at some point, Sati Devi,His mother found out.
然后在某一个时间点的时候呢，他的母亲 Sachi Devi 就发现了，知道了这件事儿。
And she was the most broken-hearted.
那她是最伤心的那一位。
Her husband had passed away.
她的丈夫过世了。
Her first son, Vishwarup, left home.
他的长子
Sannyas also.
他的长子 Vishwarup 也离家出走了，并且也成为了 Sannyasi.
So she was alone, basically, only with Nimai.
所以呢，他就孤零零的了，只和 Nimai 在一起。
And now she is hearing that he's going to leave home and take sannyas.
可是现在她听到尼麦也要离家了，也要成为 sannyasi.
And the other devotees who knew their sadness was as much for her as for them.
嗯，那么其他的那些知道这件事情的奉献者呢？是为自己伤心，但是也为 Sachi 妈妈伤心。
Because they know, they all knew how much she depended upon Nimai for her happiness. And when they heard that he's leaving, then, you know, they understood she will be completely broken.
因为大家都知道 Sachi 妈妈是多么的依赖尼麦，而且他的快乐呢，其实都是来自于尼麦的。但如果要是尼麦要是离开家了的话，那他肯定是会彻底的伤心绝望的。
Your connection wasn't so great there. Can you say that again?
You mean what? Just now, okay. 因为大家都知道，Sachi 妈妈是完全依赖于尼麦的，她的开心都来自于尼麦。所以当尼麦离家出走了，离开了之后呢，尼麦就会，Sachi 妈妈就会非常的痛不欲绝。
Of course, all of these emotions are pure loving emotions.
当然，所有的这些情感呢，都是。纯粹的爱的情感。
And especially the emotion of feeling separation from the Lord is considered to be the supreme most spiritual.
特别是与主相分离的这样的情感被认为是最崇高的纯粹的灵性的情感。
And we know, well, you may have heard, Lord Chaitanya'swanting to experience that kind of ecstasy, the ecstasy of separation from Krishna, as exhibited by Srimati Radharani.
而且我们大家也都知道，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他希望体验由 Srimati Radharani 所展现的与 Krishna 的分离之情。
Eventually, Sachi Devi found out, somebody told her.
最终呢 Sachi 妈妈她就发现了这件事情，因为有人告诉了她。
Among the five devotees, probably Chandrasekhar told her.
可能是Chandrasekhar Prabhu 告诉她的。
He was her elder brother or younger brother, I don't recall.
OK， 这 Chandra Shekhar Prabhu 呢，要不然就是 Sachin 妈妈的哥哥，要不然就是他的弟弟，记不太清楚了。
In either case, on one of the day after she found out on that day when Lord Chaitanya came home.
那么当他发现这件事情的时候呢，那天主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就回家来。
Then she was completely heartbroken.
当时呢，他就完全的崩溃了，心碎了。
And she could not understand why the Lord wanted to leave home.
因为当时他没有办法理解为什么主想要离开家。
And upon hearing his mother, Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya himself, experiencing her sorrow, he himself became deeply unhappy.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他当时他能够体验到他的母亲的深切的悲伤之情，使得主本人也变得很悲伤起来。
And he couldn't say anything. He didn't know what to say because he was so overwhelmed with her distress that the Lord himself, for some time, he didn't know what to say. He himself became overwhelmed with seeing her distress.
那么当时主看到 Sachin 妈妈的悲切之情的时候呢，他就完全被 Sachin 妈妈的这种悲切之情淹没于其中。导致了他一句话也说不出来，很长一段时间他都无话可说。
And then the Lord understood that I have to say something, otherwise she won't survive.
然后主他也明白，我必须得说些什么，否则妈妈就活不了了。
So he forgot he was the son. In one sense, he didn't act like the son of Sachi Devi.He acted like the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以从某种意义上来说，他是 Sachin 妈妈的儿子，但是呢，他忘记了他儿子的身份。当时他在和 Sachin 妈妈在讲话的时候呢，就不是以儿子的身份在跟他说话。
Because if he just behaves like a son, he will be overwhelmed with her distress and he won't be able to say anything. So he had to change his mood to become the Supreme Lord.
因为如果他要是作为 Sachin 妈妈的儿子的话，那么他就会淹没在 Sachin 妈妈的悲切之情中，那么他就没有办法劝妈妈，没有办法说任何话来，所以呢，他就必须要改变他的这种心绪，变成至尊主的心绪才可以。
And then he began to tell her, "I am always with you. You are my eternal mother."
然后呢，他就对 Sachin 妈妈说，我始终都和您在一起，您是我永恒的母亲。
And then the Lord reminded her the different lifetimes, as Vamanadev, as Krishna, as Krishna, as Devaki, as Kapiladev. In this way, the Lord reminded her, whenever I appear in this world, you appear as my mother. So eternally I am with you.
然后呢，主就提醒他的妈妈，对他说呢，当我是 Vamanadev 的时候呢，您是 Vishnu， 然后当我是 Krishna 的时候呢，您是 Devaki， 所以呢，就这样告诉他，你始终都是我永恒的妈妈。
So in this way, Lord Chaitanya reassured her that they are always together.
就以这样的方式呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就。确信了 Sachin 妈妈，我们始终都是在一起的。
So in this way, the Lord was able to pacify her.
所以就这样，主安抚了妈妈。
And the same way, the Lord behaved in the same way with Vishnu Priya Devi, who was his young wife at that time.
主当时呢，有一位年轻的妻子 Vishnu Priya。所以呢，他以同样的方式安抚了他年轻的妻子。
He also heard from others. The Lord didn't tell her himself. She had heard from others.
Vishnu Priya, 他是从其他的奉献者那里听到这件事情的，主并没有亲自的对他说。
And her response was very similar to Sachi Devi.
所以呢，她的反应和 Sachi 妈妈的反应很相似。
And again, when Lord Chaitanya saw her distress, he also became overwhelmed. He didn't know what to say.
所以当主看到 Vishnu Priya 的这种悲切之情的时候呢，他也被淹没于其中，而当时呢，他也被这种悲切所淹没，他也没无话可说了。
But again, as he did with Sachi Devi, his mother,Lord Chaitanya reminded Vishnu Priya Devi that she is eternal consort. Vishnu Priya Devi is an expansion of Lakshmi.
Vishnu Priya Mataji 其实是 Lakshmi Devi. 所以说呢，就像劝Sachi 妈妈那样，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 劝告Vishnu Priya 说呢，你是我永恒的伴侣，我们始终都在一起。
So in a similar way, Lord Chaitanya pacified her also, that we're eternally together.
所以同样的方式，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也安抚了她，我们是永远在一起的。
So she was a little bit pacified.
所以呢，她就被安抚了一点点。
But the day had come where Lord Chaitanya was to leave home. And again, both mother and wife, naturally, and other devotees who knew were all heartbroken.
但是当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 真正的离家的那一天来临的时候，作为母亲，作为妻子，以及作为了解这件事情的朋友们，也都非常自然的心碎了，为此而感到极度的悲伤。
But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was determined in his desire.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 心意已决。
Why?
为什么？
For us.
是为了我们。
To deliver the conditioned souls, this is the step he took.
I didn't hear the last word.The conditional souls for us.
To deliver the conditioned soul.
他这么做的原因呢，是为了要救赎这些受条件限制的灵魂。
All of this he did for us, for the conditioned souls.
他所做的这一切都是为了我们，为我们这些受条件限制的灵魂。
So that.The night of his leaving, except for these five or six devotees, none of the other Vaishnavas knew. Advaita Acharya didn't know. Srivas Thakur Prabhu didn't know. Many main devotees had no idea. They thought, oh, tomorrow morning we'll come and see Lord Chaitanya and we'll go and bathe in the Ganga. They had no idea.
所以在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开的那个夜晚，只有这五六位奉献者知道这件事情，很多他非常亲密的奉知道，比如像 Advaita Acharya Prabhu 还有像Srinivas Thakur Prabhu 他们都不知道这件事，他们都觉得好像第二天还会再来和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起在恒河中去沐浴，还会继续按部就班的做应该做的事情。
But maybe like two or three hours before sunrise, then Lord Chaitanya, he just left.
但是呢，就在太阳要升起的两三个小时之前呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就走了。
So there's a place in Mayapur in the Nine Island area.
在九个岛地区，在Navadvip 有这么一个地方。
It's known as Nirdaya.
在这个地方呢，称为叫 Nirdaya.
Nirdaya Ghat.
Nirdaya Ghat.
Ghat means like a bathing place where people go to bathe.
那这个 Ghat 的意思呢，就是 人们到那儿去沐浴的那个台阶。
So there's a place in Mayapur now, it's still there, in the area. There's a place known as a near dhaya. Near means no, dhaya means mercy.
No means yes or no,
near,
no, right?
Near means no.
Means no. Okay.Yeah, 那么在马普现在呢，就这地方现在还在，这地方叫 near Gaya. Near 的意思是 no, 就是没有。Gaya 是人词。
Not Gaya, Daya.
Daya, Daya, sorry, Daya. Daya.
Daya, Daya means mercy.
Daya 的意思是人词。
Doya, Doya, Daya, Doya, near Doya, near Daya.
Near Daya, near Doya, near Daya.
Right.Like we know the Mayapur temple, Mayapur Chandra Doya, right? That Chandra Daya means the rising mercy of Lord Chaitanya, of Mayapur Daya.
Chandra Doya, 也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所升起的仁慈。
Doya is the Bengali, Daya is the Sanskrit.
这两个发音呢 ，Doya 是孟加拉语，Daya 是梵文的发音。
So there's this place near Dayagat. This is the place. Of course, now the Ganga, the course of the Ganga has changed. She is not in the same place. But at the time of Lord Chaitanya, this was a ghat, a bathing place, and it's from there that Lord Chaitanya left. He crossed the Ganga and he left Mayapur to take sannyas.
那这个恒河因为现在它的这个水流变了，所以说呢就是这个就这个台阶的这个地方现在已经不是在当时主差参加马哈法布在的这个地方，但是呢就是在这个地方，就是主差参加马哈法布他从这儿离开，然后呢离开马哈普的。
Means it's the place of no mercy.
所以这个地方被称为叫没有仁慈的地方。
No mercy in the sense, of course, Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful, but no mercy in the sense that the Lord
首先呢，主持人嘛不是仁慈的，但之所以把这个地方被称为叫没有仁慈的地方，是因为主持人嘛巴布他是如此坚定的。要离开 Mayapu 的奉献者，然后要离开这个地方，所以这被称为叫没有仁慈。
And where did he go?
他去了哪里呢？
He went to a place called Katwa. K-A-T-W-A.
Katwa. 他去到了一个叫 Katwa 的地方。
K-A-T-W-A.
Katwa.
Katwa. Maybe it's on the way to Calcutta, on the way to Calcutta in a slightly different direction. Maybe it's one and a half hours from Mayapur.
那么这个地方呢是在去加尔各答的路上，并不是直线。然后离Mayapur大概是一个小时到一个半小时的车程。
Some of you may have gone there before.
可能有些奉献者以前去过这个地方。
Have you gone, Donna Kelly?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go when Indrajumna Swami went to Mayapur, you didn't go with him?
You went there? Well, if he had
Did
been there, then I have been there. I don't know.
Yes,
because,
yes.Oh, you didn't remember.
I was really
I saw the video. I didn't even go when I remembered he went there. And you went there and you don't remember.
Please don't reveal this to anyone. It's such a scandal.
You didn't. Nobody translated, so you didn't get.
I didn't need to translate to when I was in Mayapur last time. I was really spaced out. I was busy with other things.
Anyway, he went.Anyway, the next time you all go to Mayapur, you can make some plan and go to Katwa.
Katwa 这个地方
you could go and come in the same day.
OK， 这 Kasba 这个地方，如果下次大家再去 Maipo 的时候呢，可以专门安排去 Kasba， 然后这地方呢，就是一天就可以打来。
So Lord Chaitanya, he had already decided who would give him sannyas.
而且朱彩丹天宝法布呢，他都已经决定了谁会给他 sannyasi 的进阶。
And the name of this sannyasi was Keshava Bharati.
这位给他 sannyasi 的奉献者的名字呢，叫 Keshava Bharati。
Keshava Bharati accepted sannyas in a Mayavadi line.
所以 Keshava Bharati 呢，他是从 Mayavadi 的传承中接受 Sanyasi 启迪的。
Otherwise, Lord Chaitanya would not accept Sanyas from him.
那当然，他自己是一位非常伟大的 Vaishnava， 否则的话，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就不可能从他这儿得到启迪了。
So Lord Chaitanya had already planned.Because he knows everything. He's the Lord. He knows everything. So he already planned. Keshava Bharati is in Katwa. I will go there and ask him to give me.
那主彩丹尼玛巴布他是主，所以呢他是无所不知无所不晓的。那他呢就已经做好了盘算，他要去 Katwa， 因为 Keshava Bharati Maharaj 在那儿，他要从他那儿得到三亚西启迪。
So he sent some devotees ahead.Chandrasekhar, he asked Chandrasekhar to organize everything.
所以他就先派了奉献者到那儿去安排，把 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 呢就派到那儿去进行组织。
So then Lord Chaitanya came. He arrived early in the morning in Katwa and went to see Keshava Bharati and asked him for sannyas.
主彩丹尼玛巴布呢在清晨就抵达了 Katwa， 并且呢找到了 Keshava Bharati Maharaj， 并且请求他给他 Sanyasi 的启迪。
So the first thing Keshava Bharati said, he said no.
Keshava Bharati 他首先的回答就是不行。
Said you are too young.
说你太年轻了。
And you're so beautiful, you're so handsome, and you're so young. It's not good for you to take sannyas at such a young age.
而且呢，你长得这么俊美，长得这么的帅气，而且你又这么年轻，对于这么年轻的岁数，不适合做 sannyasi.
The life of a sannyasi is very difficult, but you have.Led a very comfortable life in your home. How you will take sannyas?
Sannyasi 的生活是非常的艰苦的。可是你一直舒舒服服的住在家里，你怎么可能过 sannyasi 所过日子呢
？So then, Lord Chaitanya more or less preached to him.
所以主彩丹尼玛哈巴布呢就开始向他传教。
Vishvambar, this was the name. Nimai Pandit or Vishvambar, this was his name in Mayapur. Everybody called him like that.
此时主彩丹尼玛哈巴布的名字还是 Nimai Pandit 和 Vishvambar, 因为这两个名字呢是当他在 Mayapur 时候所有人称呼他的名字。
Either Nimai, Nimai Pandit or Vishvambar.
所以大家要不然就叫他 Nimai, 要不然就是 Nimai Pandit, 要不然就是 Vishvambar.
So then he, Nimai Pandit, of course he's Lord Chaitanya and he's manifesting his, you know, devotee, extreme devotee nature. So he very, you know, convincingly spoke, the goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. The best way to do this is to give up all material things and to surrender everything to the Lord. And sannyasi is the way to do that.
那么此时呢尼麦潘姐的他就极度的展现了他的奉爱的情怀以及奉爱的品格，所以呢，他就向 Keshava Bharati 说呢，说这个生活的目标就是为了要向主 Krishna 的完全的臣服。那么这么做呢，就是要彻底的弃绝对物质的一切的依附。那么最好的这样最好达到这样的目标的方式。
with such intensity and such conviction and such love and devotion that Keshava Bharati became completely amazed.
因为主当时他在讲这一番话的时候，他是富有坚定的信心和极大的决心的，而且是充满了极度的奉爱的，使得 Keshava Bharat 非常被打动。
And Lord Chaitanya, when he was speaking in this way, he also went into an ecstasy.
而且当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这样讲述的时候呢，他也让自己进入到了极乐之中。
But gradually, Keshava Bharati understood this person, this Nimai Pandit, is not ordinary.
慢慢的 Keshava Bharati 就明白了，这位 Nimai Pandit 他并不是一个普通人。
Gradually, the Lord revealed to him the Supreme Lord Narayan.
尼麦就向他揭示了他是主 Narayana 本人。
And then he became more afraid. Keshava Bharati became more afraid. How is it Lord Narayana wants me to be his guru?
这样一来呢，就使得 Keshava Bharati 就变得更加的害怕了。为什么主 Narayana 想让我成为他的 guru 呢？
First, he felt, oh, the sannyasi, he's too young, he's too handsome, how can I give him sannyasi? But then he understood, Lord Narayan himself, the Lord himself wants me to become his guru, and he became very worried and afraid about this.
开始呢，他是觉得，尼麦太年轻，太英俊，他不能够给他sannyasi启迪。但是慢慢的他明白了主这个尼麦就是主 Narayana 本人，而且呢是想让他给他启迪。当他在琢磨到这一层的时候，他就感到非常的焦虑，而且感到非常的害怕。
So then he found another excuse.
所以呢他就找到另外一个借口。
He told Nimai that if you want to accept sannyas, you have to return home.You get permission from your mother, and you get permission from your wife. If they give you permission, then you can come back.
他说，如果你要是想成为sannyasi的话，那你就得回家去。你得去问你的妈妈，还有问你的妻子。如果你要是得到了他们的批准，那你才能再来找我，我才能给你sannyasi的启迪。
And then Keshava Bharati thought, when the Lord leaves to get permission, then he will run away somewhere and avoid.
然后 Keshava Bharati 就在想，当主回去找他的母亲和找他的妻子去得到这个批准的时候呢，我这一边我就赶紧的逃跑，我得赶紧找一个地方把自己藏起来。
So he told Nimai this, and Nimai said, "Okay, I will obey your command."And the Lord started to return to Navadvip.
那么尼麦听他这么一说呢，就说好吧，那我听从您的命令。所以呢，尼麦就开始向 Navadvip 走去。
So he was leaving.
他就离开了。
So, but then Keshava Bharati was thinking.This Nimai is the supreme personality of Godhead. How can I hide from him? Anywhere I go, he will find me.
那此时呢 ，Keshava Bharati 又在想，这尼麦他是至尊主，那我怎么可能躲得开他呢？无论我躲到哪里去，他都会找到我的。
So then he called Nimai back.
所以他又把尼麦又给叫回来了。
And then he said,
他说
I cannot give you sannyas.
我不能给你sannyasi启迪。
You are the guru of all gurus. How can I give you sannyas?
你是所有的 guru 的 guru, 我怎么能给你 sannyasi 启迪呢？
But again, Lord Chaitanya convinced him, no, you must give me sannyas. The Lord had already decided.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢又一次说服了他，说不不不，你必须得给我Sanyasi启迪，主他已经做出了这番决定。
Then Keshava Bharati finally said, okay.
然后 Keshava Bharati 最终终于说，那好吧。
Then, Nimai Pandit was, of course, overwhelmed.
那当然，Nimai Pandit 他非常的被这打动。
So then he said,
他就说道，
Last night, Lord Chaitanya said, last night I had a dream.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，昨天晚上我做了一个梦。
And one Brahmana came to me in the dream and told me the sannyasi mantra, the sannyasi initiation mantra.
一位婆罗门他显现在我的梦里，并且呢他告诉我了 sannyasi 要念的曼陀罗。
And Lord Chaitanya told Keshava Bharati, I want to check with you if this is the right mantra.
然后主对 Keshava Bharati 说，我想跟您来核实一下，这个曼陀罗对不对。
So you please listen.
所以你请你听一听。
So then Lord Chaitanya initiated him into the sannyas mantra.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就用这个 Sanyasi 曼陀罗就启迪了 Keshava Bharati。
So then, when Keshava Bharati finally, so he received the mantra from Lord Chaitanya and then gave it back to him later when he gave him Sanyas initiation.
所以说呢 ，Keshava Bharati 呢，他就从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里得到了这个 Sanyasi 的曼陀罗。之后当他在给主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyasi 启迪的时候呢，他又把这个曼陀罗给了他。
And Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was in ecstasy.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当然是处于极乐之中。
By this time, more and more of the people came to know that this Nimai Pandit was taking Sanyasi.
但是到此时呢，已经有越来越多的人都知道了 Nimai Pandit 将要得到 Sanyasi 的启迪。Hello, Prabhu.
Because Nimai was already famous, it's not like nobody knew him. All the villages, surrounding villages, they all knew Nimai Pandit.
因为呢Nimai Pandit 当时已经是名声大振，而且是家喻户晓，所有的村村落落的人们全部都了解他，都知道他。
Also because Lord Chaitanya was so tall and handsome and powerful, so he was known, he was very much known in the area. He was a learned scholar, he started the Sankirtan movement and so many things like this. He delivered Jagai and Madai.
而且呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他身材非常的高大，而且很英俊，而且呢，他也是非常的有力量的。他当时呢，进行了 Sankirtan 的运动，而且呢，他也这个教课，而且呢，他还解救了加盖和麻袋。所以所有的这些事情呢，都是使他名声大振的原因。
So gradually, more and more people came to hear, oh, Nimai is taking, and so more and more people began to gather in that area to see what was going on.
所以呢，慢慢的呢，就有越来越多的人听说 Nimai Pandit 要接受 Sanyasi 启迪，他们就越来越多的人聚集过来，想看看到底发生了什么。
And of course,Now that Keshava Bharati had agreed, Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy and dancing, and his Keshava Bharati was dancing, and it became a very attractive, situation for everybody.
My connection is poor, or what? Your voice is very broken.
Sorry?You didn't hear me? Hare Krishna.
我这边的next.
Hare Hare.
好，我就没事。
Whose connection is it?
Good. Anyway, what could you say again? I didn't hear what you said just now. Hold on. Smoke, you have to repeat what you said just now. I didn't hear what you said just
now. So more and more people were coming to see Nimai Take Sannyas.
So then, 越来越多的都来看你买接受这件证。
And Nimai himself was in complete ecstasy.
Yeah, 那然后那这会儿呢尼麦和提舍帕巴尔提他们全也他们都处在极乐之中完全的极乐之中。
So that in itself was very attractive.
所以呢就这种极乐的景象本身就是非常的具有吸引力的。
And the people were completely
被这种景象所吸引。
But something needed to be done.
但是呢有件事儿是必须得做的。
The Lord needed to shave his head.
主要把头发给剃掉。
The hair.
因为散压洗就必须要剃度。
So when this was happening, or when this happened, the hearts of the devotees completely broke.
所以当这件事情发生的时候，或者当这件事情必须要发生的时候，所有的奉献者的心都碎了。
They could not imagine the Lord of the universe as a monk, as an ascetic monk. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, not a monk.
因为呢，这位宇宙之主，他本来应该是至尊的享乐者，没有办法把他和一位苦行的僧人相连接在一起。
That's why devotees of Lord Chaitanya, we don't worship him as a sannyasi, we worship him as a householder, as a family person, with his family and friends and enjoyment. We don't worship him as a monk.
也就是这个原因，我们在崇拜主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的时候，我们是崇拜他的居士的形象，和他的家人和他的朋友们在一起的很快乐的这种形象，而不是去崇拜他的僧人的形象。
So, they just had no way to accept this feature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was too painful for them.
所以呢，作为奉献者来说呢，就没有办法接受主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的这样的一个形象，因为这对他们来说实在是太痛苦了，心痛。
Like Krishna shaving up, it's like unimaginable.
就好像 Krishna 把头发都给剃了，这完全是不能想象的。
One of the names of the Lord is Keshava, one who has beautiful black hair.
主的其中的一个名字呢是 Keshava, 就是那个有非常美丽的黑色的头发的人。
And Lord, part of Lord Chaitanya's beauty was his beauty, also his own beautiful black hair.
而且呢，主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的美丽的形象的展现之一就是他美丽的黑发。
So this was especially difficult for the Baba.
所以说，这对于这位 Baba 来讲是太难了。
The Baba is the one who shaves the, right? The one who shaves the head. Baba, the English word Baba.
Baba.
Name.
Sorry. 那所以。这对于这个剃头师傅来说呢，就太痛苦了，太难了，下不了手。
It describes that when he didn't want to shave the Lord's head because he knows.
在描述中说呢，他根本就不想给主剃头。
as he was bringing the, you know, the instrument to shave the Lord's head, his hands were shaking. But at the same time, he couldn't stop his hands from shaving the Lord's head.
描述中说呢，就是当他把这个剃头的工具准备好之后呢，他拿着这个工具，他就手在颤抖。但是与此同时呢，他又没有办法停止去给主剃头。
Because the Lord himself wanted it to happen. So even though this devotee didn't want it to happen, but the Lord wanted it to happen, so he couldn't stop himself.
因为主是希望这件事情发生的，所以虽然奉献者不想让这样的事情发生，但是主要它发生，所以奉献者他就没有办法停下来不去做这件事情。
His name was Madhu.
这位理发师的名字叫 Madhu.
And it broke his heart also.
他的心也碎了。
And he was cutting the Lord's hair. It's like, you know, he just couldn't, it was just really hard.
他就在这样梳理这个头主的这个头发，那对他来说实在是太难了，去给他剃这个头。
And it says, because the Lord was so ecstatic,about his taking sannyas and ecstatic and Krishna prema, it was very difficult for Lord Chaitanya to sit still.
而且呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 由于处于要成为 sannyasi 的极乐之中，而且呢，也处于对 Krishna prema 的极乐之中，使得他就没有办法静静地坐在椅子上。
So it took Madhu, you know, the barber, it took him a whole day.To shave the Lord's hair.
所以说呢，就使得这位理发师 Madhu 花了一整天的时间来为主剃头。
Because the Lord was always getting up and jumping and dancing, and it was in ecstasy, and it was hard to sit him down in one place for very long.
因为主呢是处在极乐。中，所以呢，他一会儿就得从椅子上跳起来，然后呢，这个笑啊，然后穿上跳下的这个翩翩起舞啊，所以呢，就很难让他在一个地方静静的做相对比较长的一段时间。
But finally, it was done.
但是这头呢，终于还是剃完了。
And then Keshava Bharati gave him the.Sanyas mantra.
然后 Keshava Bharati Maharaj 呢就把 Sanyasi 的曼陀罗给了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And then gave him the Sanyas name Krishna Chaitanya.
然后呢把 Krishna Chaitanya 的这个 Sanyasi 的名字给了他。
What does that name mean, Krishna Chaitanya?
Krishna Chaitanya 这名字是什么意思呢？
Krishna, of course, is Krishna.Chaitanya means consciousness.
Krishna 毫无疑问就是 Krishna 的意思， Chaitanya 是知觉的意思。
Or sometimes it means supreme consciousness.
在有的时候呢，把它解释成是至尊的知觉。
So, one meaning of the name is one who nourishes the consciousness of everyone.By chanting the name of Krishna.
所以这个名字其中的一个意思呢，就是通过唱诵 Krishna 的名字而滋养着所有人的知觉。
Krishna Chaitanya, one who nourishes or enlivens the Chaitanya, the Chaitana, by Krishna's names.
就是通过就是用 Krishna 的名字来。唤醒或者是激发或者是滋养人的知觉。
So now Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi.
所以现在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就成为了 sannyasi.
And shortly after this, he and Keshava Bharati, his sannyas guru, they spend some days together, but then eventually Keshava Bharati departs, and Lord Chaitanya continues on his way.
之后呢，主查丹尼马哈巴布和他的三亚西古鲁 Keshava Bharati Maharaj 呢，就共度了一段时光。但是呢 ，Keshava Bharati Maharaj 后来呢就离世了，然后主查丹尼马哈巴布呢就继续前行。
And again, why did Lord Chaitanya do this for us?
那么主查丹尼马哈巴布他为什么要这么做呢？是为了我。
Out of his compassion for wanting to deliver us, the conditioned souls, most fallen Kali Yuga people.
Because he.希望拯救所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂。
Unfortunately, the Mayapur devotees, Sachi Devi and others, they had to experience this separation, feeling of separation from the Lord.
阿里克什纳。
阿里。
那么自从那次后呢，这个自从那次以后，妈做的梦见与主持人他不分离群之中。
Your connection is no good. Or someone's connection is no good.
Yeah, I think this time is my connection.I changed again. I have to switch one connection with another all the time.
So the Mayapur devotees were unfortunately experiencing much separation.
所以说呢，Mayapur 的奉献者们就非常不幸的在体验着更多的分离之情。
Just like the residents of Vrindavan felt separation when Krishna left for Mathura.
就像是文达本的这些居民们，当 Krishna 去到马图拉的时候，他们所体验的分离之情。
But this is the mission of the Lord to deliver the conditioned souls and to reestablish the Yuga Dharma, which for Lord Chaitanya, of course, was the congregational chanting of the holy name.
当然了，这是主必须要完成的使命，就是他要去拯救这。以及呢，要重建宗教原则。那么，对于主查坦尼马哈巴布来说呢，他要建立的宗教原则就是齐诵圣名，因为这是
all very very fortunate。
所以呢，我们所有的人都是非常非常幸运的。
We don't realize actually how fortunate we are。
我们其实并没有意识到我们到底有多么的幸运。
Lord Chaitanya, he appeared.530-something years ago, not such a long time.
主查坦尼亚马哈巴布在530多年以前显现，这离现在并没有那么长的时间。
And by his great mercy and the mercy of his followers, we all have an opportunity to celebrate his appearance day, Gaur Purnima.
在他的仁慈之下，以及在他的追随者的仁慈之下，使得我们今天有这样一个机会来共同的来欢度他的显现日，也就是 Guru Purnim 这个节日。
So I should finish here. I don't want to take more time. I think other programs are continuing to happen.
在现在这个时间，我不想占大家太多的时间，因为后面还有很多的节目需要进行。
Of course, there are so many pastimes of the Lord and so many teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
当然，主柴坦尼马哈帕布有很多的逍遥时光，而且呢，主柴坦尼马哈帕布也给了我们很多的教导。
And today we are hearing a little bit of them.
而今天呢，我们只是听了冰山一角。
So, thank you so much for
listening.
And I pray the rest of your day is a happy one, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以我祈祷大家在接下来的荣耀主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现。
Okay, Dana Kaylee, we'll finish here, huh?
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sumukhi Radha Dasi. Hare Krishna.